This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from Louisiana's State House. I'm Kelly Connolly. The fate of next year's budget rests in the hands of a few legislative leaders picked by the chamber's chairs to sort out things behind closed doors. This year is a little different than years past. First, the House changed some rules so that more voices could be at the table for the final negotiations. And there are more pieces to the puzzle than just House Bill 1, the bill that outlines the budget. There's also a package that would change the budget process and bills that generate money for the budget. One of the groups with a seat at the table is the Fiscal Hawks. They're a bipartisan, fiscally conservative minority. They want to use only money that's guaranteed year after year for annual expenses. Representative Cameron Henry represents their budget process reform package in the negotiations.
Those budget reform bills are long-term effects that help the budget, to help the state long-term. It's not a one-time fix. That's a structural change in the budget process, which we think is very important.
Representative Joel Robideau is authoring the money-generating bills and has the power to keep them from being debated until Senate negotiators accept the Hawks package.
Because if people have dug in on House Bill 1, and fine, I'm not giving them the money to fund House Bill 1. Start negotiating. You negotiate in good faith, I'll bring them off the calendar and either ask that we concur or reject it.
House negotiators want to tie all of the bills together, like they were when they left the House, so that if Governor Jindal wants to veto any one of them, they all fail, spurring a special session. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.